Hello.
Oh, hi, Marvin. I'm glad you were able to pick up. I did call you right back, and it went straight to your voicemail, and then your mailbox not set up.
Gotcha.
But that's okay. I'm glad we're able to at least have this connection as long as it lasts.
Well, keep calling if it hangs up again.
Yeah, that's okay. I understand that sometimes you're in a place where sometimes you're just in a place where the reception's patchy at best. But like I was saying, the voice verification, it's required that I read it before I ask you for any form of payment, but it does kind of go over, like it is month to month, that you can stop at any time, that it's the flat rate, et cetera. And even though it is recorded, you can stop me if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question, but it is actually pretty straightforward, okay?
Gotcha.
All right, and give me just a second then, Mr. Graber, to get that set up. So it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification, Marvin. This part of the call is, in fact, recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Reliable Roofing and Remodeling.
Okay. And the and, just to be clear, is the symbol, the ampersand, not A-N-D spelled out, right?
Yes.
Okay. That's how I see that. That's how I have that. And then it says, please state your name and your official title within the business.
My name is Marvin Graber.
And you're the owner?
Part owner.
Part owner, okay. So, and then as a part owner of Reliable Roofing and Remodeling, Marvin, you are, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then for the billing information that you would be using for our services, Mr. Graber, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Perfect. Then it does say to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign, since it is our job to make sure that the people who need your services can reach out and contact you. For that reason, we specifically do request that you will, in fact, agree to be receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Marvin, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month, and the reason that we ask is, well, all the content that we'll create, we certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally or even more important is that we'll always make sure that your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We're just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that all of your business information is accurate. Mr. Graber, that's fair enough, right?
Gotcha. Yeah.
Wonderful. And we'll do what's called the NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll be the ones to create that website for you. And since no customers come to you, we'll make sure no physical address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too. But like I said, if anything new comes along that you're aware of, just give us the heads up. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, and then with my supervisor allowing me to include the website, with it being month to month, this next part reads as follows. It says, your payment for the initial term, including the setup fee, which I'll actually waive altogether, will be charged today, the 13th of December, in the very reduced total amount of just $249.00. That $249 is a fixed flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it's an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. Now, this does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, voice-activated searches, the social media campaign is included, the Facebook ads at no additional cost. In this case, we're also going to do a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. The website is included at no additional cost, which means we'll build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. Now, when the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 13th of the month and that same exact reduced rate of just $249. Once again, that rate will never go up. As I mentioned, it is a month-to-month service offered completely at will, no contract whatsoever, which of course means that at any time, for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, you can stop the service altogether. Or you can pause the service. If you end up getting more work than you can take on or need to go on vacation, if you wanted to, you could pause the service seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. All that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Graber, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Marvin, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, that actually does conclude the voice verification. And then that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What does work best for you, sir?
I have a Discover.
Is it your name on that card, the business name,
yes,
or both? Just your name?
Yes, my name.
Any middle initial or simply first and last name?
J, letter J.
Letter J, okay. And then you said that was a Discover card. That should start with a 6. All Discover cards do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
Okay, I had another question before. Mm-hmm.
Sure, of course.
As far as this on Google, do you put any, as far as advertising, do you put any pictures on there, or is it just the business name?
We will put photos wherever possible. Of course, there will be photos on your website. And then on both Google and Bing, well, on Google, they call it the knowledge panel. It's basically like a virtual or digital brochure for your business.
Yeah.
So we can put photos right on there as well. Certain directories also allow us to put photos on there. The directories are kind of like a mini website. They talk about your company. They talk about your services, your service area. That's what Google and Bing see in an instant when someone types in, say, remodeling contractor near me. A lot of that content will allow us to put photos on there. That's why I was saying that we can use the photos that you have now, and as we send you more jobs, you can take more photos or even videos, and we can add that to your website and to the content later on. There's no additional cost for that.
Do I add that, or do you add that?
That's completely up to you. Now, some of our clients really do love the fact that they can upload photos through their client dashboard, even the website itself. If you wanted to, you can make changes to the website on your own. A lot of our clients are just more than happy to send us the photos and have us do all the work.
Gotcha.
So it's,
yeah,
we can do that too. Yeah, I mean, you've got enough on your plate anyway, you know. So our job is to get your phone ringing. You don't have to work to get the work. Just answer the phone and do the work. So, yeah, just send us the emails, any new photos that you got, and we'll update that content for you.
Okay, what should I email it to, the email you sent me?
Yeah, the support at localsplash.com is the support email. You can always send information to me, and I'll just forward it out to the right department. But the company itself has the same toll-free number listed on my website. It's just extension 1 for client support, or option 1 for client support. The email address for them is just support@localsplash.com. You'll actually get all of that information, the contact information for the client support team. You'll get that by way of a confirmation email that will be sent out to you in just a minute or so.
Okay, perfect.
Okay. So if you want to go ahead and read that 4 digits at a time, I'll repeat it back to you at the very end for accuracy.
Okay, 6011 0143.
Yes, sir.
4724.
Okay.
9521.
And then the expiration month and year?
0228.
And the last three digits on the back of the card?
196.
196. I've got 196196 on the back, February or 02 of 2028 for the expiration date. And then, Mr. Graber, the card itself, was it 60-11-01-43-47-24-95-21?
Yes.
Does that bill at the 13314, is it Ale Road, 46774?
Yes.
Okay. Now, like I said, in just about a minute, you're going to receive that confirmation email through our automated system. I already did just give you that phone number and everything else. You can, by the way, reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. That's Eastern time. Now, of course, you can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following business day. The email address is on the confirmation email. I also did just give it to you verbally a minute or so ago. You'll get that confirmation email in about a minute through our automated system. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. And then, Marvin, there's going to be on the invoice email a link to the written terms and conditions. It's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also get that link by direct text message. And then when you receive either the text or the email, please just let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. And then the only other order of business on my end is to schedule the follow-up call with our technician. If you are available in the 6 o'clock hour, I can schedule it then. It might maybe get to you like 5 or 10 minutes after 6 since we're almost there already. If not, we'd be looking to tomorrow. We schedule by the hour. The call itself takes about 25 or 30 minutes. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. Would you be available at 6 o'clock today, or would you want to do it tomorrow?
Probably do it tomorrow. That's fine.
Okay. So anywhere between 10 and 6, with maybe just one or two exceptions, there's at least one spot available. Did you want something kind of mid-morning, early afternoon, late in the day?
Mid-morning.
10 o'clock? Mid-morning. 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock? There's also a 12. Did you say 11? 10. 10 o'clock? Okay, so we're going to schedule it from 10 o'clock until 11 o'clock. The call itself takes about 25 or 30 minutes, so it might get you maybe right at 10 or a couple of minutes after 10. If I am in between phone calls myself, I'll actually be on the first part of that call just to kind of introduce you to your technician and answer any quick questions that you might have. I may already be on a call, in which case the technician will call you on their own. Of course, they'll do a very good job taking care of you either way. At 9 o'clock, you're going to get a reminder email through our automated system that the call itself is scheduled at 10. And then I'm also in a second here going to send you a calendar invite. The invite going to your email inbox is just for your records. You don't need to respond to it. Now, whether I am on that call tomorrow or not, I did want to set up a little bit of added protection, just a little security here on your account, just a question and an answer. So anyone who calls us telling us that they are with Reliable Roofing and Remodeling, even if it's you, Marvin, and we do recognize your voice, we might still ask you for the answer to the question. More importantly, anyone who calls you moving forward, anyone who tells you that they are either with Google or with Local Splash, first of all, they would need to immediately know my name, which again is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question without being prompted. Your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
The city I was born in.
City you're born in. And then what is the answer?
Woodburn.
Woodburn. Is that W-O-O-D-B-U-R-N?
Yes.
Okay. Now, like I said, anyone who calls you, if it's a week from now when your website is activated, if anyone calls you and tells you that you owe them money or that you're you know, they need a little more information or something like that. If they don't know my name right away, if they can't take, you know, 20, 30 seconds to give you the answer and the question that we just put on file here, then just politely decline to speak with them. But of course, our job is to get your phone ringing by people who actually want to hire you for your services. Did you happen to receive any of the emails? It looks like our system caught up with all the emails that it's going to send. So you did get the welcome email with the client support information. There's also another email. It says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. You don't have to open that one up just now, but it's going to help us to get all the kind of I's and T's dotted and crossed for Google. It doesn't have to be everything on that list, but any information you can send, any pictures of tools or equipment, your work vehicle, any business card if you have one. Is the business itself licensed and or insured?
That's actually in the process. I was doing some stuff here.
No, not a problem. Not a problem. Like I said, it's not necessary, but it certainly does help. And the reason is that Google is wanting to make sure that every business that's listed on the first page is an active business that would provide those services if called. So they just want to kind of do their due diligence and make sure that you're an actual business. The one that we did want you to see, though, is the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice. If you click on that one, it's going to say something like, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Then it's going to say, please click here to accept the subscription terms. The blue click here is hyperlinked. And if you click on it, it'll go directly to the Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about the services that we'll be providing for you, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side. Mr. Graber, are you able to see that?
Yes.
Okay. You can scroll through it if you like. I don't want to walk you through it and take too much of your time. Google, though, is going to be our main focus. It's pretty much everyone's main focus, but about 1 out of 10 people will choose Bing over Google. So we want to optimize you on Bing as well. Make sure you get those phone calls and those opportunities. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It's everything necessary to be on that first page. The custom website is something that we are doing. The Facebook ads, et cetera, are also included. Below that line that goes all the way across it, it lists your phone number. And then there's a box that says, I agree to receive SMS messages. And, of course, those are just text messages through the computer. Of course, we do want to be able to send those to you, so please click on that box. And then the box just below that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card, so we do want you to click on that box as well. There's a longer box below where it says signature. It's got an arrow pointing towards it that says sign. That's where you would either copy and paste or type in your name exactly as it appears. So if you copy and paste, just be careful to not copy a space before it or after it. If you're typing it in, case sensitive with the M, J, and G all capitalized, but just those letters capitalized, there is no period after the J, so it has to be an exact match. But once you've got that in the box, click the confirm signature to the right of it. That actually does a few things. First of all, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we've included the website, waived the setup fee, that we fixed the rate at $249, etc. It also will allow us to release the Google PIN card so we can verify that you are an active business in the local area and for us to do that initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and for us to fix it if it's not. So it's an important step in the process. It will, once you submit that and you'll know that you're successful in doing that, it will take you to the next screen and ask you for a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. You can actually stop right there. The reason you're seeing that, our automated system thinks two things, both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it, so it's asking you to log in. Neither of those is really true at this point. Your tracking system will only be active after we do your client interview and create the content needed to get you on that first page because that's what we're going to track. So maybe Thursday, maybe Friday, you'll get by email and text, your username, and a default password that you can use to access your tracking system. You can change the password if you like. Some people never do. I can give you the username. In fact, the calendar invite has the username. The username is just your phone number. It cannot be changed, but it's easy to remember. It's the number that we're speaking on. Area codes included, but only numbers, so no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. The calendar invite for tomorrow at 10, it says local splash, C-I-E-N-G. That just stands for client interview to be conducted in English, and it's got your username, your name, and then your phone number. Now, since your username and phone number are the same thing, in any correspondence to the support at localsplash.com email, please include your phone number or your username. Makes it a lot easier for us to access that information quickly, send it out to the right department. You can send anything and everything there. If you wanted to, and of course we'll give it to you tomorrow, photos, P-H-O-T-O-S, photos at localsplash.com is the email address for the photos department. You can always email the photos team directly. But like I said, the support email, that's the catch-all for everything. If you can send anything and everything there, we'll take care of the rest, forward it out to the right department. But other than that, you're all set and squared away there. I really appreciate your patience, and I know it took a couple of phone calls with us getting disconnected there, but I appreciate your patience and your kindness and taking the call. Really excited to get this going for you. Looking forward to getting your phone ringing, getting that website out there. Like I said, if I am in between phone calls in that early part of the 10 o'clock hour tomorrow, I'll be speaking with you then. But either way, I did want to say welcome aboard, and you take care. You have a wonderful rest of the day.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you, too, Marvin. I appreciate you, and I appreciate your time. You have a great rest of the night, sir. Take care.
You, too. Talk to you later.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That sounds good. Thank you, sir. Bye now.